T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
We're all about good manners, and the kids better sit up straight. We open the door for our elders. Don't take the Lord's name in vain.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
you may have recognized the voice you just heard. That is Adam Wainwright. After dropping 2 country music singles, Adam Wainwright is set to release his debut album, Hey Y'all, next week on April 5th. There are 13 songs on that album. He's already released 2 of the songs, Hey Y'all, which is what we just played, and then the other one is A Song Will Bring You Back. The album release coincides with Wainwright opening for Zac Brown Band on April 6th. That concert's at Chaffetz Arena and already sold out.
Wow. Sold out because of Waino or Zac Brown?
Probably both.
I don't know. You got to wonder. I wonder why he didn't just drop it on April 4th. Why wait till the day after Cards opening
day? Because there's no game that day.
I think Cards fans needed it, probably.
Huh. Yeah, do you think?
Well, that's a good point.
I don't know.
Maybe they could talk him into coming out of retirement. Possible, you
People
know?
People either Couldn't love or worse. Hate his music.
I know. That's true.
All right. He did 3 songs when he did the final game.
Oh, he played 3 songs?
He played 3 songs, but Bally only showed one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when he sings the national anthem, I feel like every time we get people commenting on that. Turn it off! It's Waino. Come on now.
Thank you. It's Waino.
The former billionaire owner of the popular FTX cryptocurrency trading platform, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. He was found guilty of stealing more than $8 billion from customers of the now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Bankman-Fried was also ordered to pay back more than $11 billion to FTX users, investors, and lenders.
So how is it possible? I was looking back at this. Bernie Madoff got sentenced to 150 years in prison. He died in prison. This guy's going to get out in maybe 20 years. He's only 30 years old. He'll be 50 years old.
He's paying back the money, though. He still has the money. He's paying people back.
Yeah, they try to give him 50 years, but they only give him 25.
I'm shocked. I think that is a very light sentence for what he got away with.
But he didn't get away with it. He got caught.
Well, right. Yeah, but still.
And he's paying everybody back.
And it's crypto, so if you got into crypto, I mean,
that's on you.
Oh, you think it, you think it's okay because it was like, crypto?
Yeah.
I wish I'd bought some of it when it was, $500 a coin instead of $30,000.
Yeah. STDs becoming more popular for older adults, according to the CDC.
Rates popular? Of,
popular.
Well, prevalent. Let's go prevalent.
There we go. There we go.
Wait a minute.
Thank you, Bart.
Are we in the Villages down in Florida, or what are we talking about here? It's a badge of honor.
Rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis in people ages 55 and up have more than doubled in the United States from 2012 to 2022. Experts point to a couple of reasons for the spike. They say people are living longer, and then older adults, they say, are not getting the same sex education provided to teens today.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, I don't think older adults need the sex education part of it.
That's true. I'm going to say probably a boost in ED medication.
There you go.
That actually was...
I was wondering
that was one
if
of
that
the
had
things.
Part of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big problem down in those retirement villages in Florida. It really is. It's a problem. It's
at any retirement, any sort of like assisted living home, nursing home, I've heard STDs spike.
Really?
Yeah.
Nursing homes?
Yes.
Dang.
That's all you could say, Mark.
Yeah, yes. I'm not going any further than that.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
There are words to describe it that we cannot use
any,
on the
any
radio.
Spikes in heart attacks there, too? You just got to wonder, right?
And moving on.
Oh, but I'm,
thank you.
St. Louis has been number one in that category for a number of years in the country.
Mark has more comments about this.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Jason Kelce is reportedly being considered to join ESPN's Monday Night Football Countdown crew. Kelce announced, of course, his retirement from the NFL earlier this month. People are now speculating that RG3 and Larry Fitzgerald's roles on that pregame coverage could be in jeopardy now that the network is seriously pursuing Kelce.
Does he have to go without a shirt? Like, is that one of the keys?
Rips it off.
We hope so.
He's an animal.
That's an iconic picture.
Well, their podcast he does with his brother is pretty popular, right?
Yes.
So he's clearly got some skills.
I don't know if I'd sign with ESPN now. If you've seen the stuff with Pat McAfee and just him going at like ESPN execs and them going back and forth, it doesn't seem like a great place.
And Disney's trying to spin it off.
Unless it was a guaranteed contract, I'd be a little leery
but
of ESPN.
Monday Night Football is still going to, no matter who owns ESPN, Monday Night Football will still be a thing.
Yeah,
I hate to ask the question, but was their podcast popular before Travis Kelce was dating Taylor? Okay,
it could be. I just wanted
to know. Yeah. I'm sure it's more popular now. Like, girls who don't care about football are probably listening to it.
Listening just because it's Travis Kelce.
Okay, good to know it was already popular. Our pal Punxsutawney Phil is now the dad of two baby groundhogs. The group that handles Phil and his supposed groundhog wife, Phyllis, say they had two healthy babies, but they didn't say anything about the baby's genders or names.
Did they meet at a retirement home?
Carl? Just in case you were wondering, Phil and his family live in a climate-controlled quarters at the Punxsutawney Memorial Library. Is that for real? I wrote that, but I'm asking the question. I did not know.
Yes.
So the rodent's wife's name is Phyllis. His name is Phil. Her name is Phyllis. And they're married?
Well,
of course they are, Mark. Don't you question that.
What's going on in Philadelphia?
I must have missed that marriage ceremony.
I guess we
weren't invited to that wedding.
Carrying on the tradition, I guess.
We didn't make the cut. Okay, a possible moonshine cave has been discovered under the grandstands of a NASCAR track in North Carolina. The discovery was made during a routine cleaning and inspection at the Wilkesboro Speedway last week. They noticed that the concrete had cracks in it. Turns out there's a 700-square-foot area that's open underneath.
That's how NASCAR started.
Yeah, there were rumors
moonshine. Yeah. Interesting.
There you go.
But this is more recent, I'm guessing.
This is very recent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's legal now. Why would you have to make it illegally? I don't understand that, really, completely. We'll get to J.J. Carafano coming up here at about 20 after. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.